During this time of huge emotional and physical change, they need guidance and appropriate boundaries. And we'll look at how we do this in session three. But they also need to know the security of our understanding and affirmation. They need our love and acceptance as they transition into becoming their own person.
Second, as well as understanding the changes they're going through, we also need to understand the pressures they're facing. One of the most obvious is the aggressive consumer society they're growing up in. Teenagers today are heavily targeted by advertisers as they present a lucrative market. And for some teenagers, having certain things really matters to them.
She wanted a touch screen camera, all singing, all dancing phone. We said, no, you're a young teenager, you don't need a phone like that. You just need a phone that sends and receives texts, takes photos, that's all you need. Oh, well, she went into overdrive. She'd seen this phone that she wanted, and that's the phone that she had to have, and the only way she could get it was on contract. So can you pick it up from there? What happened with this contract phone?
This conversation went on about, why won't you do it? I can't see why you won't do it. I'm not going to do it, Ryan. Why won't you? I'm not going to do it, Ryan.
You just want to be mean. You're just mean. You just don't want me to have a phone. And we would say, well, it's just not going to work. And what did you say to her? Oh, yeah, so, and how are you going to get this money each month? How are you going to pay it in? How are you going to do it? And she was like, you're going to pay it. Eric said, this conversation is over.
I said, June, tell her to leave me alone.
Yeah.
Tell her to stop, because I'm going to lose it.
I can tell when Eric's just about to blow.
They said no, and I threw a bit of a temper, and I was like, no, I want it. I want it now. But they're like, obviously, they knew what a ridiculous plan was it, but I'm quite stubborn and I was really, really wanting this.
How it ended in the end is she was relating to a friend at school about needing a phone. This friend had a sister who wanted to get rid of the phone for, hey presto, just the amount of money she could afford.
So they definitely got it right. And at the time, I was feeling really distressed, like they was just doing it to annoy me. But they wasn't. They were doing it because they saw the ridiculousness of the plan and I didn't.
Sometimes the difference between what they want and what we think is appropriate will not be easy to resolve.
Another pressure on our teenagers is the expectation to achieve. They're expected to do well at school as well as facing the stress of taking increasing numbers of exams. Some of the pressure to achieve will be from us, their parents. We may not realise we're doing this, but our teenagers can think we have high expectations of them that they must fulfil.
But perhaps the biggest pressure of all is peer pressure, which is at its peak during the teenage years. All of us have a need to belong, to be part of a group, and that is particularly so for teenagers.
Usually the biggest pressure from their peer group is to conform, whether that's in the way they dress, the way they look, the way they speak, or the way they behave.
Teenagers are really intimidated, like they do what other people tell them to do. It's very easy, far pressure to peer pressure.
I don't think I've ever met a single person that hasn't fallen to one example of peer pressure. So it's going to happen and you just have to accept it. But the key is to not let it rule your life. You know, let other people, how other people see you and what they're doing, rule your personality and your actions.
I think if you set out early on that you don't want to be involved in things that are bad, like alcohol, smoking, that sort of stuff, then they won't try and make you do that. But also, it's a feeling that you might have that you may feel that you have to do certain things in order to fit in when necessarily you don't, and your friends won't judge you on that. Like, if they're true friends, they won't leave you because you won't go to a party with them or something like that.
People saying, you should straighten your hair, because I've got quite curly hair. You should straighten your hair, because we all wear our straight. And I think, well, no, because I like it curly, actually, and other people like it like that as well, because they come and play with it. And I think it's nice hair, a bit of bounce, you know, and I don't want to straighten my hair, and I don't have to. I still know who my friends are anyway, so I'm all good.
14, that's sort of the age when parents are embarrassing. You know, you're trying to be really cool at that age, you know. you want to fit in, and then like mum comes in. Or actually, the problem we've had is we've had a horrible car, and it's like they turn up in this old banger, and you're just like, my rep is going down.
When I was little, in fifth grade and stuff, I was under the intimidation. You know, I was intimidated by other people who were acting cool. You know, I went out and bought the same clothing these people wore, and I tried to look cool. And in the end, as I got older, I realized, you know, it doesn't matter what you wear, how you act, you're cool no matter what you are. So, I mean, I don't understand how there's people who why people think they're cool and people who think they're not cool. I mean, in reality, we're all cool.
Our children are under a lot of pressure, but so too are we. The demands of life today and our concerns for our teenagers can weigh heavily on us. We hope that being on this course will help you to realise these are normal feelings, common to all of us as parents.
One of the biggest pressures of parenting teenagers at the moment is drugs. I think that's a huge, huge issue, and I think as parents we often don't realise just how available they are. And, you know, drugs are everywhere for these kids, and it's so much a part of their culture.
Bringing up our children here is very different because they ask questions all the time. They question what you say to them. Back home, we just have to accept what our parents tell us to do. We never question, and it's very rude because if we were to question our parents, wow, you know, we'll be in big trouble.
Some teenagers will give us more to worry about than others. And we need to resist unhelpful comparisons with other families that make us feel we failed as parents.
A question for you to consider. What do you think are the main pressures on your teenager at the moment? Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.